Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and it is Wednesday, so that means it is time for another visit with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Joining us, as she does pretty much every week, the Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Lena Lee. Dr. Lee, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
And also joining us today, Sarah Burris, Public Health Inspector. Hello, Sarah.
Good morning. Hello.
It is good to have you both here, and you know what? This is a great, timely topic. It is the time of year when families and friends get together to celebrate. And of course, that usually means food is involved. If it involves me, then it certainly means that food is involved. And we want to talk about preparing food safely. Dr. Lee, we'll start with you. It's an obvious question, but we always like to ask these very obvious questions. Why does preparing food safely matter?
Yeah, so you can get sick from food that is not prepared safely. In particular, bacteria may be in meat, especially undercooked meat, but also in uncooked foods, there may be bacteria, and that's why washing those uncooked foods also matter. And really, the other thing is often, well, we do have bacteria on our skin as well. And so there may be some sort of bacteria on our hands that when we're preparing food could get onto that food. And we'll go through four food safety rules to help us enjoy the food this particular season.
All right. And we'll get to those in just a moment. Sarah, why don't you start us off by explaining the rule about separating foods?
Yeah, so separating to prevent cross-contamination is really key. You want to ensure that raw foods are stored below ready to eat when you are storing things in the fridge. So keeping any raw meats on the bottom shelf to prevent things accidentally dripping down on things below. Covering meat and placing on a pan or tray while thawing in the fridge is a great best practice. And using separate utensils. So anything that you put in the pan that's raw, first of all, or when you're getting the turkey or ham ready and you're using those utensils in the beginning, you want to change those out for the product when it's cooked at the end. And covering all foods is really key just to prevent things from dipping down once again within the fridge.
Now, I imagine one of these rules has to do with keeping things clean.
That's right. Washing your hands before you begin preparing food, after handling raw food or any dirty food items or utensils, and before you eat will definitely help prevent the spread of bacteria. Sanitizing utensils and surfaces as you go with some bleach and water will also help. Washing fruits and veggies before you cut them and serve them, especially those that you don't intend to peel, but even if you do intend to peel them, it's good to wash them, rinse them off first. And using a probe thermometer that's sanitized to take final cooking temperatures and keeping that clean as well will help not reintroduce bacteria.
Now, you mentioned those cooking temperatures. Let's dive a little deeper into those, shall we?
Yeah, so we have great resources on our website. Every food has a slightly different temperature, but they're kind of all in a 70 Celsius range. So you can go to our website for those exact temperatures. Turkey, it's probably a whole turkey, whole poultry would be 82 Celsius. So keep that in mind. And then ham would be around 74 Celsius. You really want to take an internal temperature of the thickest part of the bird or protein that you're cooking to ensure that the proper temperature has been reached throughout the entire protein. And oven temperatures can definitely vary. I know mine does at home. So it's very important to check that with the item that you're cooking. We don't recommend cooking turkey low and slow because it can take a bit too long for things can develop in the danger zone if you're not cooking things hot and fast. So.
All right. So lots to keep in mind there. I have a thermometer that I like. It's not a digital one, but it has the markings on it. So it tells me, you know, exactly when or, you know, what to shoot for. And I just find that that is one of the, you know, the most useful tools that you can have. I mean, I even use it when I barbecue.
Yeah, it's a great tool to have. Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about cooking a turkey and safety measures that go around that, because there will be a flock of turkeys that are cooked over the course of the next few days.
There sure will. Yeah, thawing in the fridge is the best way to do it. So you've got to do that well in advance. Sometimes it can take a day or two for a really large bird to thaw in the fridge. There's handy calculators again that you can find online, not necessarily on our website, but I'm sure you can search it. And per pound, it's going to take, you know, somewhere somewhere around when you know the size of your bird, it'll help you estimate how long it will take to thaw it. So those cooking temperatures, once again, 82 Celsius for whole poultry. If you're cooking other things like ham or quiche, or we all have different traditions, would be 74 Celsius or lower. Stuffing in or out of the bird. So that's usually a good question. As long as the stuffing reaches 82 Celsius, the bacteria is going to be killed and it's going to be safe. But sometimes you run the risk of drying things out when you try that. So sometimes cooking it outside the bird can be a little bit more of a quality assurance check. Storing leftovers. So once again, you want to cool things down as quickly as possible, get them into the fridge as quickly as possible. And we have lots of great resources around this on our website as well.
The only way that I've ever heard to cook a turkey in an oven quicker than, your traditional method is to have it butchered and have it completely cut up and so on, because it doesn't take as long. But I mean, come on, you don't have that beautiful bird that you get to carry out onto the table and, almost like a ceremony, right?
It's true, yeah. And some people like things more well done, so they can enjoy the wings and the legs, and yeah, there's
But
something
hey.
for everybody.
If you're in a quote unquote rush, I guess. But anyway, not in my house. So talk about keeping things chilled.
Yeah, so thawing in the refrigerator, as we said, not at room temperature. So if you thaw things at room temperature, bacteria could grow to unsafe levels on the outside of the meat before it's fully thawed. Increasing the risk of foodborne illness. So once again, we recommend thawing it in a tray in the fridge overnight in advance. If you have to, certainly you can do it in cold running water if you forget, or if it's not thawing quickly enough, that's another way to do it faster. Potentially hazardous foods should always be stored at 4 degrees Celsius or less until you're serving them, and cooling leftovers as quickly as possible. So reducing those portion sizes, breaking up the turkey into small pieces, using shallow pans for larger things, all of those will help you have a safe and happy holiday.
That is awesome. So thank you very much for all of those tips for sure. Now, Dr. Lee, can you please weigh in on some of what Sarah said there, basically talking about reducing the spread of illness when gathering around food as well?
Yeah, so certainly it's never a good time if you all have a party and then afterwards everyone gets sick. So avoiding that as much as possible, I
I
think
think that's putting it mildly.
is important. I think, most of the time these sorts of things go really well, right? Like, so it's just these tips and tricks to keep in mind. One thing to keep in mind as well is hand washing. That's certainly important. So we talked about safe food. Now getting the food to you and not getting ill. So thinking about washing your hands after you handle the sort of shared utensils. So if there is something on the shared utensils, you wash your hands after you get the food. Usually people wash their hands before that. So keeping that in mind. The other thing is keeping in mind, in gatherings, so the most important thing is if you're feeling ill, so not about foodborne safety, but just safety in gathering over the holidays. We've talked about this before, but again, a reminder, if you're feeling ill, stay at home. That's the single most important thing that you can do, because the people that you're gathering with will be likely the ones that you love and care for, and you don't want to get them sick. So that's the most important thing, even though it may be a disappointment over the holidays. Delaying that holiday gathering may be part of it.
All right. Well, we really appreciate the information. If anyone would like to get more info on all this, I have a feeling you're going to tell us a very popular website that they could visit.
Yeah, so as always, healthunit.org. We do actually have a food safety page. You can go on our homepage and find that in the drop down with lots of information.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, thank you so much for this.
Yes, my pleasure.
And Sarah Burris, Public Health Inspector, thank you as well.
Thank you.
And might I just say Merry Christmas to you both. I hope your holidays are fantastic.
Yes, you too.
Same to you.
That's it for another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you again tomorrow.